dethrone self to enthrone Christ. Out of Luke 9:57, starting in verse 57. Luke 9:57. I'll give you an opportunity to get there. Amen. Glory to God. See, I forget you guys have the old, e-Bible. I want to challenge you, amen, to get the Bible. Not the e-Bible, because the e-Bible, you cheat. Amen. The e-Bible, you just hit the button, but you don't flip the pages, so that don't teach you where the things are. So I challenge every single one of you. If you don't have a Bible, we got Bibles in the back. Amen. Glory to God. So challenge for you to be able to pick up a living Bible where you flip the pages and the pages become alive to you. The book of Luke 9, starting in verse 57, the Word of God says, "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' And he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.' And another also said, 'Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.'" Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. We ask you, God, that you would be glorified. You would be praised. You would be exalted above all things, God. We thank you tonight. Help us. Give us a greater understanding, God, of what to do to follow you, God. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. No doubt many of us here tonight are Christians. We have trusted, we've believed that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. We have invited him into our hearts. The chambers of our life are open for him. We see our lives have been transformed. We've been changed. We've been born again. And we are glad, amen, that we are free. How many are glad that you are free tonight? Because, amen, we are, the Bible says that he who the Son sets free is free indeed, folks. And we are free tonight from, the wages and the penalty of sin. We have eternal life, eternal life that is before us, ahead of us. And most of all, amen, we don't have to impress or perform for Christ. For, amen, the Bible says that his grace is sufficient for me. How many are glad that you don't have to? Listen, every religion, you have to, amen, in some way or manner, you have to perform different duties to be able to get, amen, favor from that God so that that God can be able to accept you. But Jesus Christ is not that way. How many are glad? You don't have to perform to be able to attain our salvation and our security is found solely upon one thing, and that is Jesus Christ. And there is a moment of time while we are here on earth that we, amen, you and I have to continue to live our lives. How many know that? You got saved like me. I got saved in 1999. Immediately, amen, they came and they said, the Lord is going to come soon. Can I tell you, I lived my life as if Jesus was coming that very day. I lived my life as, yes, he is, amen. Listen, he's coming soon, amen. Can we still, amen, live our lives? We get saved and then we live our lives. Sometimes half-hearted, because they tell us the good news that Jesus is coming, but when he doesn't come tomorrow, when he doesn't come next week, when he doesn't come, amen, next year, when he doesn't come in 5 years, I've been saved for 27, and can I tell you, amen, I still believe that he is coming soon, but he's going to come as a thief in the night. It's not going to be an announcement, amen. You're not going to have it on, amen, there on one of the social media sites. Be ready. He's going to come. And he's going to come quick. And that's why you and I have to continue, folks, to live our lives and to fulfill the purpose that God has for our lives. You and I are created, folks, for a bigger plan. Plans that are more than just the here and now. And that's why, and that's where you and I, amen, have to act and live our lives. We have to take initiative to fulfill, amen, the fullness of God's plan. Let me ask you tonight, do you know God's fullness, God's purpose, God's desires for your life? I got saved. I didn't know, but I prayed and I asked God, God, give me, show me, let me know your plans. And I will follow you. See here, amen, firstly, in the book of Luke chapter 9, we see that Jesus begins to, amen, talk to some people on what it takes to follow Jesus. Have you ever asked yourself, Lord, what does it take to follow you? Well, Jesus here, he shows us. In verse 57, it says, now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. How many know that that's a big challenge? Amen. How many know that that is a big, amen, call. Jesus is walking out of Samaria. He's looking at people dead in the eye, straight in the eye. Someone comes up and says, Lord, I will follow you, amen, wherever you go. Here in our text, you and I are supposed to believe, yes, somebody finally got it, Jesus would say. Somebody gets it. In verse 58, Jesus says, and Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. There wouldn't be, amen, in modern time, a house, amen, where he can easily rest. You'll sleep on rocks, Jesus said. Who's ready? You'll be exposed to the elements. Who's ready? Well, God, can I have a little bit of a fan just shading me? Can I have a little bit of heat when it gets too cold? the wild animals around you are going to be better off than many of times you. Who's ready? If you really want to do this, Jesus said, there are some things that you are going to have to forego. Are you sure about this? In verse 59, then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus calls another to follow him. His response is, yes, I will go, but first let me go and bury my father. In the Jewish custom, amen, they had days of mourning, and those days were 7 days. That means that he would have been gone for a week. And then after the funeral would come the will, the distribution of inheritance, and all the other things that would proceed to possibly take him further, amen, from the decision to be able to proceed in Christ. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Let those, amen, already dead inside, bury those on the outside. He's telling people, amen, he's saying the most important thing that you can ever do is to tell people about the kingdom of God. That is the highest thing, listen, because they are dead on the inside and you are trying to bring forth life, amen, and life abundantly into their lives. Telling people that Jesus can save, amen, those that are, listen to me, spiritually dead. In verse 61, and another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Here in verse 62 also, but Jesus said to him, no one having put his hands to the plow, amen, hand to the plow, and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Once, in other words, he says, once you've set your mind to do it, amen, and you take a look back, Jesus is telling him, you better be sure, because those things will draw you away. Lord, take your family. Get everybody out. His wife was hesitating. The kids were invested into Sodom. God told them, don't look back. And as they're running for their lives, immediately she turns into a pillar of salt. Why? Because in one way or another, just like, amen, if that was you and I, we, amen, would look back and see all that we are going to leave behind. See, those things, if you and I are not careful, folks, they will draw you and I back into who you and I were before Jesus called you and I into salvation. Secondly, amen, Jesus takes this very seriously. Listen, Jesus is not looking for sidelined fans. He's looking for people, amen, who will make up their minds that this is what I am going to do. He's not looking for people who will straddle the fence, looking, amen, wavering, going back and forth, amen, people that are indecisive, on again, off again. How many know that when, amen, you are straddling the fence, You might, amen, fall on the right side, but, amen, the unsurety is that you do not know, amen, your mind is not made up. You don't know exactly what you want to do. If you want to be, amen, there was a slogan in the army, be all you can be. If you want to be all that you can be in Christ, then get in, amen, and get in all the way. And can I tell you, when you finally do that, you will see more than you could have ever hoped or imagined. See, Jesus doesn't promise you and I. Listen, I wish that Jesus would say, you're going to have an easy ride once you give your heart to me. But he doesn't promise you and I an easy time. He tells you and I that we might encounter some tough times. You might have some pushbacks from family. What are you doing? Can I tell you, my dad disowned me when I thought my dad was going to be excited. He said, from this day forth, you're not my son because that's not what I taught you. He hung up. I said, Dad, I'm not done. I thought the phone had hung up. I called him again. He told me the same thing. He hung up again. And he said, listen to me, once I called him the third time, that's not what I taught you. From this day forth, you're not my son. God, is it really worth it? God, is it really worth it to get this pushback from my parents? My brothers came against me. What are you doing? You're crazy. That's not the way we were raised. My friends came against me. I would go back and forth to California, and I would try to locate them. Hey, we're so-and-so and so-and-so. We don't know. So you don't know where your brothers are? You don't know where your friends are? We don't know. Are you ready? Because your family might push back against you. Your friends might push back against you simply because of one thing, of the choices you made. See, you cannot play, amen, being a Christian. You have to be a Christian. In the book of Luke, amen, as we get ready to close. In the book of Luke, amen, chapter 10, verse 1, the word of God says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So some, amen, decided, yes, I will follow Jesus. And wherever he desires for my life. See, they were serious about, amen, the commitment. And can I tell you, amen, they saw greater results. In verse 17 of chapter 10, then the 70 returned with joy, praise God, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject, to us in your name. He said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Verse 21 through 24. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them, amen, to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, for the and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Verse 23, then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and hear what you hear and have not heard it. Those that were serious, amen, they were about those that were serious about, amen, following Jesus. They were able to see. They were able, amen, to hear about things that those who didn't would not believe. And though the cost is high, the thrills and rewards for, amen, a commitment to Christ is greater tonight. Is greater. In verse 17, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. If you give Jesus everything, you will experience life-changing events in and around all your life. If tonight, amen, if we sell out for Christ, he will always make it worth, amen, your while for the decision that you have done for him. You will experience the power and the presence of Jesus Christ, amen, firsthand. You will see him do things, amen, not only in your life, but in the people, amen, that are all around you also. And God, amen, draws near to those that draw near to him. See, tonight, you can continue. You have, listen to me, God always gives you and I an opportunity to choose. Choice one, you can continue living your life like it is. The same old, same old, same old. How many know that the same old is just the same old, amen? There's nothing new. You get up, you go, you do your living, you go to work, nothing changes. Nothing changes. Or let me back up, amen. It's like a hamster running on the wheel. He's thinking he's going somewhere, but he's not. He's going around. Going fast. Go faster. And not getting nowhere. Or are you ready, amen, to give it all, to dethrone self and to enthrone Christ in your life? If you decide to enthrone Christ, you, amen, tonight will find yourself a true difference maker. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. If you are here in this place and you have not given your heart to Jesus, tonight you can surrender your life. Would you lift your hand? All I want to do is pray for you. All I want to do is pray with you. Surrender your heart to Jesus. Maybe you're a backslider in this place. God sees this young man's hand. You can put your hand there. Maybe you're a backslider in this place, folks. your life is not what you thought life would be if you left the things of God. You thought your life was going to be a great excitement, but the devil, amen, he lies to you, amen, he deceives you, and when you're finally away, he leaves you and goes to somebody else. And what you thought your life would be is not what you are tonight. You're a backslider in this place. Would you surrender your life to Christ? Would you come back to the Lord tonight? Jesus loves you and he cares about you. He has a great plan for your life. Somebody, anybody here in this place, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. Give your life to the Lord. Amen. Three different opportunities. Many commentaries come and they say that when Jesus confronted them, there was all kinds of excuses. And those three things, though they are merited, they were still excuses. And Jesus says, no one putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. If you raised your hand, amen, would you come? Jane, would you come? I want to pray with you. Joey, would you pray with him? Church, before I open up the altar, those that decided to follow Jesus, they came back with a great joy. They experienced things. They saw things. They were able to be part of, amen, a great fulfillment of God's will and plan. You can be like that hamster, folks, and just run on the wheel. Or you can run with God and be upon the thrills that God has for your life. God has a great and mighty plan for your life. Would you surrender it all? Would you give him all? Would you give him, amen, your entirety? He desires you tonight. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come. Maybe God is speaking to you tonight. Amen. Maybe that's you. You haven't truly, amen, surrendered. Maybe, amen, you are like that one, amen, that said, amen, let me go and bury my father. Maybe you're one that said, amen, let me go and bid my family farewell. Maybe there are things, amen, that are still keeping you tonight, amen. Can God, amen, really truly move mightily and powerfully upon your life tonight? God wants to help you. God wants to touch you tonight. You know, it was so fitting that we sang that song, I Give Myself Away, on the day, amen, where we are, amen, where the preaching was to give ourselves away to God. There are going to be so many things that are going to come against you, families, friends. They're going to try to persuade you you're making the wrong decision. They're going to persuade you you're making the wrong choice. Why are you doing that? You have such a great future for your life. And can I tell you, though it is not meant with a bad intent, they are putting and sowing seeds of doubt into your life in the decision that you made. And God tonight, would wish to tell you, if you commit yourself fully, you will see greater things. Greater things than you can ever hope or think of. You will have thrills. You will have excitement. You will have joy. See, when the devil says, leave, you're going to have misery. How many know it doesn't weigh out the same? Joy, misery. But see, the devil just paints a good picture, but he can't fulfill nothing. In Jesus, you will know, you will see, you will be, in the fulfillment of all that God has for your life. And can I tell you? People tell me, how do you get that energy, Pastor? You want to sit down? We can sit down again. I'll let you know. Amen. You know where I get it from? From the Lord. You know where I get my excitement from? From the Lord. You know where I get my fulfillment from? From the Lord. Everything that I have, it comes from the Lord. If you want it, take it. Because it's available for you tonight. Amen. It's available for you to be able to take it at any given time. But you have to take it. He's not going to just drop it in your lap. Because if you take it, that means you want it. If he gives it to you, you can give it back to him anytime. If you want it tonight, amen. Commit yourself fully to the Lord. The throne self to enthrone Christ into your life. Amen. Joey, won't you close us in prayer tonight?